brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go right to your calls ahead of our special guest joining us, Kane. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, Alex, this is Tim.
Hey, brother.
I've been a listener since 2008, and I know you don't like to hear it, but thank you.
No, no, I like to hear it, brother. I just, you know, I'm just not perfect. I have a lot of guilt over things in my life. I mean, I'm not a bad guy, but, you know, it's just weird to have everybody thinking you're a great guy, you know?
Well, you know, I feel almost like I know you. I've been listening to you for, I haven't missed a show, I don't think, for 5 years. My family roots go back to 1624.
Wow.
Anyway, there are two things that I want to talk about. One of them is this mystery illness. Fox News, just a few minutes ago, well, an hour ago now, 12:03 p.m., announced that they had in Conroe those four deaths were H1N1, pig flu. Are
well, you there? Sure, sure. Well, we caught them years ago lying about deaths from other stuff, saying it was H1N1, swine flu. And then we know that that vaccine was actually spreading it. That actually came out, folks. Look it up. But that's interesting because I have family that's died from this, and my uncle's been tested, and they said it was not flu, and they're having deaths in that hospital in Tyler. It's a really nice hospital there, and they're saying it's not flu. So very interesting. National Fox News reported that?
I don't know if it's national or not. It's Fox 26 here in Houston. It was a local. It was a local reporter, I believe. Anyway, they were saying that the short test or the easy test or whatever, it didn't show up. They didn't think it was that, and then they got some more extensive test or whatever, and. Have determined that it's H1N1. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, but what they're saying is the Houston Chronicle, and I've got its reporting, mystery illness, likely H1N1. So, see, but, I mean, I'm dealing with the doctors myself. My dad's been there at the hospital for days off and on, and he was just there yesterday in East Texas. He wrote back last night with my mom, they're saying it's not H1N1. And let me tell you, usually when they're hyping the flu, it's not really bad, and it's people that are really sick to get killed by it. They haven't been hyping this, which is unusual. This stuff is deadly. This stuff is deadly. Because, listen, here's the deal. Flu, you usually get better from it in 3 or 4 days or it kills you. People are sick for a month with this stuff. Does that sound like any flu you ever heard of?
Right. I just got my wife out of the hospital on the 14th of last month. The 14th of last month, and she's still not 100%.
Oh, so she's got the same lung stuff?
It was attacking her organs. It was attacking her kidneys.
I was about to say, my uncle's got kidney stuff now. Yeah, this is incredible. This is some weaponized stuff. It's not flu. We've had our children tested here who had it. Not flu. Uncle tested, not flu. They didn't do an autopsy on my cousin, but, and again, I'm not saying flu doesn't exist. It's just usually they'll hype it out of the blue sky when nothing's going on and, you know, have one death of some 80-year-old person who had cancer and say, oh, it's deadly, get the shots. This is definitely killing people. And it was flu. I'd say it's flu, but they're saying they can't find what it is. I mean, they're sending this stuff off of the CDC, and they can't find out what it is. And then I just knew they'd come out and say it was flu. All right, you want to say something about Christmas music, it says. What do you want to say about that?
One more thing. I have some local artists here. They are at bluebamboomusic.com. They cut an album. You're talking about creativity and the beauty of Christmas songs. It's Tiana Hall and Chris Cortez. The album's name is Noel. You can get the music at bluebamboomusic.com. And they did the most beautiful rendition of O Come Emmanuel that I have ever heard.
Oh, that's thought crime. You cannot talk about Christ. Do not do that on air. That is a dirty word. FCC banned. Whoa.
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More contraband Christmas music here in the politically correct authoritarian nightmare that America is becoming, but we are the antidote. We're the real classical liberals like Thomas Jefferson, striking back against the collectivist trash who are conscious of their criminal takeover. Glenn Jacobs has worked with the World Wrestling Entertainment for almost 20 years. He is well known around the world under his stage name Kane. He has also been in a lot of different big movies and television shows. He's a libertarian or thought criminal who discovered and became a devout student of Austrian economics, as we are as well, with Lou Rockwell yesterday, the head of the Von Mises Institute, a number of years ago. He is the co-founder of the Tennessee Liberty Alliance, a free market educational organization. Glenn tries to use his fame to and pop culture to spread the message of liberty and sound economics. He's written articles for the Future of Freedom Foundation, LouRockwell.com, The Daily Caller, as well as appearing on various television programs. And he joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at Jacobs Report. And he is with us today. Wow, great to have you on. I love the speech that I saw you give at the Libertarian Committee meeting on C-SPAN. And I would love to just give you the floor to talk about Obamacare and the attacks on free speech and the TSA now rolling out on the streets of America. Great to have you with us, sir.
Great to be here, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So much to talk about. What do you want to begin with?
We could spend 3 hours talking, couldn't we? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Why don't we talk about Bitcoin, actually? Because I find it rather fascinating, especially the debate that's going on within libertarian and Austrian economic circles right now.
Sure. Give us your take on it.
Well, first of all, I think like everybody else, I like to see the development of something like Bitcoin. I really like the idea of competing currencies. And I think the people behind Bitcoin, of course, have best of intentions, and lots of people that are getting into Bitcoin are getting into it for the right reasons. It's not the dollar, it's not the euro, it's not the yen, you know, it's not a government-issued fiat currency. Nevertheless, I have some problems with Bitcoin myself that other people in the hard money camp have. First of all, money comes to the market, emerges on the market. It isn't like someone just says, hey, this is money, let's start using it. And I think that the reason that people are going into Bitcoin is exactly because of what it isn't. It's not the dollar, it's not the euro, it's not the yen. Whereas if we look at something like precious metals, the gold and silver, yeah, we can argue they don't have intrinsic value from a theoretical economic perspective, and that's true. Nevertheless, they have a 6,000-year history of being money, of being desired for people, of being desired by people. People want the precious metals because of what they are. And I really feel that Bitcoin is sort of taking a lot of the interest that would be in the metals and diverting it. Like I said, that's great in the idea that it's a competing currency, but nevertheless, I don't think it's the competing currency that does have the ability to break the state's monopoly on the issuance of money.
Very well said. Plus, they can use the unknown providence of this. They can use the takedown of Bitcoin to then demonize and taint the idea of true independent cryptocurrencies. That's all I'm saying is this may not have a happy ending, and I'm not in some cult just saying it's perfect, we've got to bow down to it. We've got to have some concerns. Investing in anything, especially something brand new and speculative, is dangerous.
And you hit the nail on the head right there, Alex. That is the problem with Bitcoin from a more macro level. If we're introducing the idea of competing currencies, and then one of these competing currencies ends up in a bubble, ends up with a lot of people putting a lot of money into it. Like I heard recently that, you know, folks are saying that Bitcoin could go to $100,000 a coin or even $1 million a coin. People are going to start getting into this thing because, wow, it's starting to shoot up in value. I need to get into it before the train leaves the station. And then all of a sudden the thing crashes. Then the statists are going to say, see, we told you, money is way too important for the market to handle. Only the government should be handling money. And it will, as you say, demonize the entire idea of competing currencies.
Now, shifting gears out of that, let's look at the TSA, because your comments made national news, and I think more people should speak up. This is our country. The TSA's own internal documents that came out a few months ago admit they've never stopped a real terrorist. Now they're running checkpoints on the highways and are becoming a federal police force. What's your personal take on it, and what have been your experiences?
Well, the TSA, as an organization, as an agency, is in standing violation of the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which says that we should be free to go as we please. There should not be unreasonable searches and seizures without due process of law, without a warrant being issued. Showing up in an airport to get on a commercial airplane is not probable cause. And what the TSA does, despite the fact that, again, you know, you look at TSA agents as individuals, and many of them, of course, are very decent people trying to do a good job, trying to do what they think is right. Nevertheless, the organization itself is a means by which, you know, the government is basically getting into our business when it doesn't belong there. The only contact that we should have with federal authorities is when we are in the process of committing a crime or we are thought to be about to commit a crime. And that's about it. And this idea that they should be questioning us, that, of course, with like the NSA, that they should be listening to everything that we do, that everything goes into a federal database, that they should just be in our business in general, as they are, is very dangerous to freedom. And unfortunately, it is indicative of the fact that many Americans have traded their liberty for security, and we were warned against doing that by the Founding Fathers.
Sure. And again, if you just joined us, Glenn Jacobs, known as Kane, one of the top wrestlers in the world, is here, and he is talking about being free. And it's so asinine to claim that government can keep us safe And we knew that they would start moving out of the airports, onto the roads, into the malls and the sport stadiums. The idea that the feds have to be everywhere where a bad person might try to hurt you while they try to keep the individual from being armed to protect ourselves, that is obviously the real answer to terrorism or crime, is just a transparent power grab. What is your view of the dictatorial move of Obama particularly and on so many issues bypassing the Constitution? And in your gut, what historic point do you think we're at? Are we near the tipping point? Is there an awakening? What does your gut tell you? Because you come off as a really informed, well-researched, smart guy.
I think we are close to a tipping point. I mean, of course, we can't predict economics. You know, a lot of us thought in 2007, 2008, that was really the beginning of the end, right? But the world economy is very complex, and there are all sorts of different dynamics at play. So we don't know how long things can go on economically. They could go on for a few years. They could go on for a few months. We have no idea, and there's probably equal chance of either. I do believe that we are at a tipping point, though, because there's an undercurrent that people are just tired of all this. You know, freedom and liberty means being able to live your life as you want to live it, so long as you're not hurting anybody else. What is wrong with that? That's what I don't understand about people that disagree with libertarian philosophy. How in the world could you say that people should not be able to live their life as they wish if they're not hurting you? And that's for everybody around the world. I think that's what everybody wants. And we've seen more and more, especially the federal government, moving in areas that they've never been in before, moving there very vigorously. And, I think we are at a tipping point. I think our job is to educate as many people as possible, because I don't think that there's any way to stop what's going to happen. I think that we're going to have horrendous economic times coming up. The bright spot in all that is, yes, that will allow for a paradigm change. So we have to educate people before we get there to understand what the real problems were, what caused the problems, and how we solve the problems on the other side. And in the end, I think that once we get through this crisis, we will see a golden age of liberty and freedom. I really do believe
that. I agree. Glenn Jacobs is our guest. What freaks me out is when I read globalist white papers that we've displayed here on the air, they admit all of this and their collectivist model is going to fail, but they still believe they should be in control as kind of the brain bugs on top of the little hive ants or bees as they see us, and they want to bring in a total state and this computer system that they believe will finally make collectivism work, as they say it. But really, we've just been usurped and conquered by people using fraud and criminal philosophies that aren't really based in reality. And when I see all over the country bills introduced and moves to ban homeschooling, and when I see the persecution of gun owners and the persecution of free speech, I just hope we can hold off a violent revolution so that we can just restore our republic somehow peacefully. What does the Cain in you think about all this? I guess Cain would be a fan of tyranny.
Yeah, he probably would. luckily, I'm not. And, but violent revolution, of course, is not the answer. And that will only bring more problems. As we've seen throughout history, when there have been violent revolutions, we have to look at what comes next. And often what replaces what the current paradigm is something far worse. So I really do believe that education is the key, getting people to understand the problems, getting people to understand what caused the problems, and getting people to understand how we solve the problems. And solving the problems, it does not mean giving big government more power. It means giving big government less power, downsizing the government as much as we possibly can.
You have absolutely just borne in on the heart of it. Revolutions don't ever work except in the case of 1776. You can count on one hand revolutions that made things better. Usually it's a French Revolution and go from bad to worse because the fundamental cultural rot is still there. Our revolution was successful because it was so fundamentally pro-liberty that even though it was never attained fully, it was the idea of reaching out in an evolution towards greater and greater freedom, greater and greater empowerment that historically uplifts people, free association, where those that rise are those that have better ideas or are more honorable instead of the king rat big government model. So we need to have a restoration and a cultural velvet revolution against their tyranny. That is the system that is unstoppable.
Ron Paul says that an idea whose time has come can't be stopped. An army can't stop it. It's more powerful than an army. Once you're able to change hearts and minds, you're able to do tremendous things. And that's one thing I found in my own life. You know, I may not be able to control everything that goes out on the rest of the world, but what I can control is how I think about things, educating myself, trying to enlighten other people, or at least give them the ability to think about things differently, at least give them a different perspective. And that has made tremendous differences in my own life. And I think for the population at large, that is the key, is to at least expose people to a different paradigm, to show them that there is a red pill, and what we can't make them take it, but nevertheless, we can at least show them that the thing exists, and that's a step in the right direction.
Exactly. Ron Paul, as you know, he was on just a few days ago, points out that the key time is during the collapse. The socialists and communists want to use Cloward and Piven to collapse things and then pose as the saviors to get their vice grips into us that much tighter and enslave us. But if we point out their system failed, not free market capitalism, but that it's crony insider capitalism coupled with socialism that the robber barons are pushing, it's game over for them. They want to use class warfare when it's Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of banker bailout money, lobbying to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yeah, Alex, I wrote an article for the Daily Caller, and the title of it, this is a while back, the title of it was, Does the Free Market Cause Wealth Inequality? And it does not. Of course, there are always going to be people that are going to be wealthier than other people because they have different and better talents, or they're smarter, or they have better luck, or they just plain work harder. But what causes wealth inequality is big government. What has caused the explosion in the wealth gap that we've seen since the financial crisis in 2007-2008 is the fact that the Federal Reserve has pumped trillions of dollars out of the economy. You and I haven't gotten it. The middle class has not gotten it. The people on Wall Street have gotten it. They've used that to buy assets at lower prices, and then as more and more people, of course, buy the assets, those assets go up in price. That's what causes wealth inequality. The free market actually narrows the wealth gap because we can all produce in a way that we want to, and we can all become as big as we want to be.
And there's no debating that. Socialism, fascism, every form of collectivism creates living hell. And it always does, and I'm sick of the collectivists telling me, oh, British healthcare is great, it's socialist, when I got people that work for me that live in England. I watch C-SPAN and see the parliamentary hearings. It is a hellhole.
Very good friend that grew up in Canada. He was told all through school that the Canadian health system was the best in the world. Of course, until he needed to get an MRI and had to wait 6 months, but he was able to cross the border. He lived in Toronto. He was able to come to Detroit and get the MRI that day. There's a problem there. But, yeah, a lot of folks around the world, unfortunately, have been propagandized to believe that socialism, which is really, in many respects, communism-like, is the ultimate political arrangement for human beings. It's not. It does lead to mass poverty, and it leads to misery.
And there's no doubt about it. It's just incredible. Al Gore says the North Pole melted. It didn't. Al Gore says socialism's great. It's horrible. These people know they're liars, and they've all gotten rich off of collectivizing the stuff that they basically control and skim off the top of. Now, again, we've only got about 7 minutes left with you. I hope you'll come on as things develop around the country. I know you're helping organize libertarians to run for office and take our country back. I've been asking the questions here. Give us your take on what you think is most important, other news items that you think need to be discussed.
Again, there's so much stuff. The Federal Reserve, to me, is the most important issue that we deal with.
It's 100-year anniversary's Monday.
Yeah, and Janet Yellen, of course, is going in as the new Fed chairman. The other day, the Fed just said that they're going to taper about $10 billion a month. They're still pumping $75 billion a month into the economy. And if you look at their balance sheet, it's more than that. And the reason the Fed is so important is because it empowers big government. People don't like to pay taxes. When taxes go up, they tend not to vote for the people who are in office. So the politicians and the central bankers figured out a way to circumnavigate that. We'll print the money. That will buy the services that people expect expect from the government, and then people pay for it through price inflation. But of course, because the price inflation comes later, and because it's hidden, because it's generally embedded in the price of products, we can blame that on the market. We can blame that on business people. We can blame that on, you know, greedy oil companies or whatever. So to me, that's the most important issue, is the Federal Reserve. We can't talk about that enough. We have to audit the Federal Reserve. You know, Bernie Sanders showed, this guy's a socialist, and he was able to come out and show that the Fed lent out $17 trillion in 2007-2008. You and I didn't get it. Who got it? The people on Wall Street. But we wouldn't have even known about it if he hadn't done that investigation, because the Fed had lax transparency. And I absolutely think that if the American people could see what the Fed really does and who benefits from their policies, sure, they realize that all this stuff about stimulating the economy has nothing to do with stimulating the economy. It's about stimulating the bonuses on Wall Street.
That's right. Glenn Jacobs joins us here, known as the Wrestler Kane, and absolutely on target when it comes to the reality of the economics we face. There's a reason since 1913, 100 years ago, this week or next week, the 23rd, during the Christmas recess, they snuck it through fraudulently, gave us the income tax to pay that debt. It allows them to manage and manipulate the economy. It allows them to pick winners and losers. It allows them to give themselves free money or at 0% interest. And that's how you've had this criminal consolidation of the ultra-rich, who then gang up and demonize the middle class because that's their only political opposition. They want to make us poor on record. And now you see, since 100 years ago, a 98% devaluation in dollar buying power, and it's accelerating now on the last 2% to devalue it on beef prices. The stock market is overinflated. It's not really 15,000. It just affects everything. It's a giant fraud, and it's important when it all comes down that we don't let them set up a world government with a whole new Ponzi scheme of FDRs, as they're calling for, or their own fiat currency into another level. It's important to bring them to justice.
Understanding monetary policy is very important. I follow Kyle Bass, who did some great work in the lead up to the housing bubble. And his prognosis is that Japan is going to be next to be hit with the debt bomb because of their demographics and because of the fact that they've been printing money like crazy too. Then it goes back to Europe. Then in, you know, again, you can't really put a time frame on this, but he says in 4 to 6 years, we'll see the debt problems emerge here in the U.S. And, you know, folks, that's an enormous problem, because if we can't sell our debt anymore, if the Fed has to, which is already doing a great extent, but if the Fed has to completely buy the government's debt and has to monetize like crazy, if the dollar perchance loses its reserve currency status, that is, if other countries around the world prefer not to trade in dollars or to hold dollars as backing for their own currencies, we're in a lot of trouble. Because then all the inflation that this is what's happening now is when the Fed prints money, the inflation doesn't necessarily stay here in the U.S. It goes into the capital markets like the stock market, but sure, it also goes around the world. If it doesn't do that and it stays here, we will see a massive, perhaps a hyperinflationary event, and that will tear society apart. That's something we should all be aware of course.
And in closing, in the 2 minutes we've got left, we've been proven right that it's an international conspiracy. That LIBOR was staged. Even the Rolling Stone admits it's a conspiracy. So that's all over. Instead of getting an apology, I get demonized by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and MSNBC because they're bought and paid for to try to block us ever getting our country back. Our country's been usurped. We have to admit it's a corporatist, anti-free market group. Let's talk about World Wrestling Entertainment briefly. What's the average political makeup there? Are people waking up there? Are more people going to speak out there? Where do you think that's going? Because you've used your fame to help promote liberty. Are other folks going to be joining you? And what are you doing running for political office?
I have no plans to run for political office now. Maybe in the future I might do that. As far as my colleagues, you know, Alex, the reason that most people don't pay attention to stuff is they're just trying to make a living, man.
They're
trying to pay taxes. They're trying to take care of their families. You know, they're trying to deal with all the stuff that life gives you in general. And then on top of that, we have this enormous paradigm shift, which I believe is on the horizon. But, you know, like most people, I think our guys, there's a libertarian streak in as far as, you know,
yeah,
don't really like taxes that much because we have to pay our own taxes. We're independent contractors, which means that we we have to write a check out to the IRS, and nothing will bring your religion faster than actually having to sit down and sign a big old check over to the...
Well said. Hey, listen, you got to promise to come back, and next time you're in Austin, come in studio.
All right, man, I will. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot. Powerful interview. David Knight's coming in with an investigative report. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, InfoWars Nightly News is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, and we've got articles that just went up on InfoWars.com dealing with the unprecedented attack on the First Amendment. The headline by Kurt Nemo, Duck Dynasty, it's not about the First Amendment. Issue is about government handing out special rights to preferred preferential groups. So I guess that's kind of a spin on it, because I do agree it's about handing out preferential treatment to certain groups who are seen as political donors. But more than that, it is about an attack on free speech. Here's another one. Liberals declare Duck Dynasty Christian views hate speech. That's by Kit Daniels. Those articles are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I get what Kurt's saying there, because it is about special interest. But if they can take down this free speech and have a chilling effect, a new McCarthy-type era, they can create blacklists, they can silence opposition, they will come after everybody. And, I mean, come on, folks. We live in a country where some hillbilly can't go, I like men, or I like women, not men. I mean, just come on. Didn't matter if he wanted to say, I like hunting ducks, or I like whatever. It just goes on and on and on. And it is so incredibly disgusting. I know we have a bunch of callers. We'll get to you after the special report live in studio with David Knight. Duck Dynasty, it's not about the First Amendment. The issue is about government handing out special rights to preferential groups for political donations. And he just goes on from there, breaking it down. And then, of course, as I said, there's the article that Kit Daniels did. Liberals, I would call them authoritarian liberals, declared Duck Dynasty Christian views hate speech. Media goes beyond disagreement and push for chilling effect against free speech. And that I think, is the core of it. I ought to get Kurt in here. And you know, it's fun to get the different perspective for the writers. That's what I want here, is a different views on this. But, I mean, I know there's many levels to this, why they're pushing it. It's about depopulation, breaking up the family, having the moral high ground while they get rid of the Bill of Rights Constitution, while they sell us out to foreign banks, while they debase the currency, while they just engage in all different forms of crime with Obamacare. Oh, but we have the new civil right of we're going to teach your five-year-olds how to have sex. I mean, it just never seems to end. Now, shifting gears, there has been quite a bit of debate about Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, and Greenwald, and the London Guardian, and why are they holding back some of the documents? And when Greenwald was interviewed by Ron Paul, you know, he said, some of the more sensational stuff we've held back. And I think that can be said because they're afraid of the government coming after them if they really release a lot of stuff, and they're doing criminal investigations of the Guardian. And they don't want to release stuff that burns innocent people because then it makes all the whistleblowers look bad. That's the argument for them not being some limited hangout group. And let me tell you, they're really mad at Snowden. And I don't think Snowden's a globalist operative. I don't think this is disinfo because I know about the NSA. I've talked to the whistleblowers and the experts and the people that no one even knows their names. We told you everything about the NSA. We told you how it worked, what they were doing, how they were predicting the future, how they were giving it to corporate interest. That's in the new White House report admitting they're using it for financial interest in select groups, but spinning it like to help America. We need to stop doing that. Well, shoot, help America. Give us that NSA data. It's helping globalism corner every market. So it's a very balanced perspective that I have because it's so complex and we don't know the truth. But they don't like this debate happening. If it was a limited hangout spin for some reason or an internal war between different government agencies or groups, it blew up in their face because this could bring the whole system down because of their lying about it forever, saying they weren't doing it. The fact that it's so illegal, the fact that Google and Microsoft and all these companies and AT&T are up to their eyeballs, up to their noses in this beyond 1984 tyranny. And Germany acts like they're not involved. They're doing the exact same thing. Russia's doing a lot of this, and it doesn't, well, since everybody's doing it, let's do it. No, it shows how bad it's gotten, and we need to have a societal discussion about this, and people need to get in trouble because they're already using this data more and more as they kind of come out with it. And that's what Pachinik's, Dr. Pachinik, who I don't agree with a lot of stuff on, I agree with some of it on, but he's definitely an operative at many levels, so represents some very serious camps in the system, the military camp for one, a branch of the army, basically, in their lobbying efforts. So there's different factions here, and he's said when it all happened, Alex, they're just getting everybody ready to accept it. It's the rollout now. And he's right. If no one gets in trouble and this doesn't get rolled back, disclosure is almost worse now because it's a chilling effect of, yeah, we're watching you, and what are you going to do? And they're using it in court in non-terror-related cases. But because it's been illegal, they make fake cases to then say they had evidence why they knew something was happening. It's great to frame people. And we have this case with Larry Klayman winning in federal courts, going ahead to trial, judge saying, yeah, this is violating the Fourth Amendment. No kidding, it's violating the Fourth Amendment. So my thing is, I know I'm for real. I know, because we had a big internal debate about this. I think it's good to debate it. But I know I'm for real. I know I'm not working for anybody. I've said on air that I've had family that worked in black ops and even with the CIA, you know, some of my more distant family. But that doesn't, that, they said the government's bad. They said I'm dead on. They're patriots. They don't like what's happening. That's what I'm saying is that we can't just decide we're all going to lose and that there could never be anybody good or that we could never take the country back and that anybody that has success must be an operative. And so that's what I'm saying. As I look at the fruits of this, if it was a staged event, which I don't think it was, it's not going good for them. Notice Snowden wants to go to Brazil now. Snowden wants out of Russia. Now, the Russians are pretty good at figuring out if somebody's for real. They clearly think he's for real, but still, he knows it's not safe over there with that group. So the issue here is that Snowden saw incredible evil. He's a Ron Paul libertarian. We've been told by folks that know him that, but obviously he's told by the trendy liberal groups. See, it's more like this. WikiLeaks and kind of a leftist army are more the left wanting to be the good guys. As the leaks come out, they get them and then can spin them. If they are agents or operatives, that's the level it's at, is that they know it's all coming out, so they sit there, play the part of the heroes, make everybody think everything's been fixed, everything's been taken care of, that there is an opposition out there, and so they can limitedly dole it out. And that's what David Knight has basically said in his reports. And I think there's some truth to that. The question is, though, is that more because they're scared? And they know if they go all the way, they'll be hammered with criminal indictments like are already happening with The Guardian. So, look, this is an important debate. We don't know exactly what's happening. I think it should be debated, should be looked at. But Cybele Edmonds, who is a real whistleblower from the FBI with NSA intercepts, who said our government was running Al-Qaeda on the day of 9/11, running the guns, running slaves, running everything, criminal elements within, insider trading, it all came out. They congressionally gagged her. Later, she broke the gag order valiantly and came out with all that. We've interviewed her many times. You guys interviewed her earlier this week, I guess Tuesday night you interviewed her, David. And so this is very important, and she smells a rat, and I don't think it's sour grapes that she's a real whistleblower and you know, has had her life, you know, attacked, and now she sees all this happening. I think she instinctively is right that why aren't they bringing out the real dirt? But, again, that doesn't mean it's a total operation. Because, again, I experience being told I'm an operation. David, you've been here now for quite a while. No one's censoring what you're doing. Nothing, you know, this is a real operation promoting libertarian, patriot, Americana ideas. So give us your, so I'm just sick of everybody saying agent, because I know there's a lot of good people in the system, both in government, corporate, media, who, especially as stuff gets worse and worse, we have to be ready for there to be opposition. Like Cass Sunstein said, they would cognitively infiltrate and make people think all the opposition was government so that none of us could trust each other. You know, we've just got to, on faith, step up and say no. People out there listening, they know they're good. What is your gut, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, what does your gut, David Knight, tell you about the whole WikiLeaks, Snowden, Greenwald, the whole nine yards?
Well, I don't know at this point. I think that the Snowden documents are authentic but being mismanaged by Greenwald for his own personal benefit.
I think that's definite.
That's my concern about this. So there's questions of journalistic ethics, but there's even more important questions about what do we do about this police state. It was just yesterday that we put on InfoWars an article from William Binney. Now, this guy is a bona fide NSA whistleblower. This guy is a gold standard along with Thomas Drake. A lot of people in the early to mid-2000s after September 11th, they noticed the switch in the NSA, and a lot of internal people who were very high up in the NSA started blowing the whistle and said, look, the NSA is directing everything inward illegally in this country.
That's what Madsen said. He says they weren't spying on the general public until recently.
Well, that's what they're saying. Now, these are people who, William Binney was taking a shower. He had guns drawn on him while he's in the shower. Thomas Drake, they tried to send to jail for a very long time, but they went through the process. Nobody paid any attention to them. No mainstream media. I mean, you can go back and you can find.
So you think that's the big issue, is that they got so much attention? I guess that is a point.
No, but part of it is, listen, a year ago he said, he held his finger and his thumb close together, and he said, we're this close to a police state. Yesterday, the news article broke. He said, we are there. We are now a police state. We need to do something about this. As of now, only 1% of these documents from the Snowden leaks have been published by Greenwald. Is it going to take 50 years to put this out? We don't have 50 years to roll back the police state. We don't have 50 years to show people the most shocking stuff that the NSA is doing.
So it's almost used as a way to divert everybody from all the other news.
Yes, and the question is, I mean, I'm looking at this, and we're setting up and doing the news. We see these stories continually being leaked out. And I think it's really kind of a boiling frogs type of thing. I'm starting to look at this and say, okay, here's something about how they're spying on people in video games as they're playing video games. It's inoculating the public to this. This is kind of the traditional boiling frogs analogy, which is what Cybele Edmonds was writing.
So they go from totally denying it to like, okay, all right, well, yeah. Now we're just going to use it in court without warrants. And
there's also questions about the fact that he has made this deal with PayPal. Okay, PayPal has not been a friend of independent...
They've been big buddies of the NSA, and they have the founder of it. We played the clip yesterday going... I, like Britney Spears, we should just let them do whatever they want.
You know, this is what William Binney said. Let me just read this to you, because when she got information, she got a tip. Cybele Edmonds got a tip from somebody who was an anonymous, former retired NSA person. He says, why hasn't anything come out about financial information, especially about PayPal? Because PayPal is a giant global bank, and all these giant global banks are getting information from the NSA and giving information to the NSA.
And by the way, I think that's the big deal here, even if Greenwald doesn't understand it. And it's being used. I just don't want to indict people without proof. You know, right. But I think
right. You're
convincing me here. There's a lot of stuff going on. The big issue is Google and Microsoft and PayPal and the big banks. They are the NSA. They got, in the Telecommunications Act and others, the funding to put the grids in. They get first use of the data.
Yes.
And we've known this forever. We told everybody about the video games 5 years ago before Snowden. Because you're right. There were already a bunch of whistleblowers. There were already 15 years ago EU meetings on this. I mean, it's like kind of everything Snowden put out's already been on the show.
Exactly. There's nothing new so far. And he says the most, this is what he said on the Ron Paul show in August 12th. He said that Snowden had very carefully vetted each one of these documents to make sure.
This is Greenwald.
This is Greenwald saying this on Ron Paul, August the 12th. He said Snowden has very carefully vetted each one of these documents to make certain that only ones he was giving me were ones that were in the public interest to know and reveal things that the public doesn't know that he felt the public should know. But Greenwald has held back on 99% of that information. And why? Because he's got a multimillion-dollar book contract coming up that's coming out in February or March, which means that he's been holding this stuff back from the very beginning to write his book. And then he takes this stuff, takes sold.
Well, that's another thing. Why did WikiLeaks want money before they released TPP info?
I don't know that they wanted money.
Well, there was groups saying raise it.
Crowdsourcing funding.
So, yeah, but I mean, just come on. We get documents, we put them out.
I know. But the thing is, with these Snowden documents, he then takes these documents, takes sole possession of the Snowden documents, Greenwald, and I think Laura Poitras has control of them as well. They use that to set up a new media empire, as well as the book deal, as well as the movie deals. And so he's gone from being a journalist to being a source. And not only that, but Pierre Omidyar is now buying this source.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, I've released major NSA info, and it's turned out to be true, and no one covers it.
That's right.
And again, I just don't want to attack them because of envy, and I want to believe in Greenwald. I want to believe in Snowden. I want to say, because then they demonize him, and it makes you say they're a hero because you want to support whistleblowing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you say, is the PSYOP even more sophisticated? I'll say this. If it is a PSYOP, they're doing it as an emergency measure because they know the dam already broke. So it's a victory either way, David, is what I'm saying. They're not invincible. I've just found this mindset that people think everything is a scam. And it's not. I'm real. You're real.
Right. I agree. I think there's been a huge sea turn. In this August interview with Ron Paul, he pointed out correctly that it had made a sea change in the way that people perceive the government. Of course, people are very cynical now about the government.
Yeah, and I think they're smart enough to know. I just don't know. I think they're intimidated and scared being handled and managed by other people we're not hearing about who are manipulating them. I'm telling you, that's you. People are not that smart. I have met with CEOs, billionaires, and they're smart about their business, but don't know about, you know, Oliver Cromwell, or they don't know about fission fusion, or they don't have a generalist knowledge. You see what I'm saying?
Well, the concern that Benny and Cybele and others who are really whistleblowers are concerned about is that if it is perceived or if it's understood that these documents are being profiteered on, that not only calls into question the integrity of Greenwald.
It taints them.
It taints all whistleblowers. And whenever whistleblowers do come out, no matter how they do it, they are always demonized. There's always ad hominem attacks. They come after their character, their personality.
Saying they want to make money and they want to be famous.
So this could
look how they're going after Larry Klayman for winning. Saying, oh, he just wants to be famous winning against the NSA.
Right. So when he goes from a situation of being a journalist to being the source, and then when that information is purchased in a clear case of checkbook journalism, that really reflects on the integrity of the whole operation here.
But at the same time, you've got to have incentives to risk your life.
Oh, yeah.
And free speech. And so I want whistleblowers to become rock stars. Yeah. And I just own the whole deal. I say, fine. Because here's the issue. They can put it back on the other foot and say that we are COINTELPRO-ing, mm-hmm. or we are trying to, you know, I'm just saying that's the genius of what Cass Sunstein, I'm sure you read his papers.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Chicago and Harvard right before he went to the White House. And he said, do just this.
Yes.
You know, show infighting. Like, you notice I never infight.
Right.
And I think, like Ron Paul doesn't infight, I think we should analyze and be sophisticated and give people the, you know, inside baseball to think about this. I just think we should also look at it and say, this can be seen by any perspective. So regardless, we should make it about, hey, you lied to us and said you weren't spying on us. We need congressional investigations. We want indictments. I mean, I want people to go to jail. And what gives credence to what you're saying, though, and again, I'm going back and forth because it's so sophisticated, the new White House commission on it says, oh, we are spying. It's illegal. We should stop. And they are using it for corporate, you know, leveraging. But again, they're the ones behind it. And so they're having it both ways.
I don't want to make it about personal infighting. I don't want to make it personally about Greenwald, but Greenwald has made it about Greenwald. I want it to be about the documents. And the way you make it about the documents is to release the documents.
Yeah, what I would have done.
Write a book on it. He can still do.
Stay there. I want to come back. You're right. I would have. He is hoarding. I'm like a dragon on a pile of gold. I would have sent it out to all the media and pointed out who I gave it to. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
I agree. I would just fire it in every direction.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Don Salazar's got an article going on the next 10 minutes to Infowars.com that basically crystallizes what I was talking about earlier. Folks all over are talking about anti-religious bigotry, how they're censoring free speech, kicking the most popular brother off Duck Dynasty indefinitely for criticizing homosexuality. It is a violation of the First Amendment. These mobs, these new blacklists, this is McCarthyite stuff on steroids, on PCP. And if they can do this, they can chill everybody. And so everybody needs to get the article we've got coming out and get out to everybody. It's time to boycott the sponsors, A&E, all of it. By the way, I've been offered multiple A&E TV shows over the last decade to act like an idiot. You know what I told A&E? No, thank you. So the whole point is that it's time to stand up. Now, getting back to David Knight, looking at the whole WikiLeaks thing, you know, so much of it is, I think, though, almost even covering this, and I think it's good to do some, it makes it about what's really going on. It almost gives in to what they're planning instead of, hey, don't be spying on us, it's illegal, and not letting the NSA spin, this is being done for your safety, and point out that the globalists are behind most of the terror attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think almost even the debate about the celebrity of these leakers and things, just from my media experience, almost gives into it.
I just want to see these documents released. And let me read from William Binney. He said, the public is entitled to this information. As I've said before, sunlight, transparency is the only thing that can bring the needed changes. It is the only cure. This is from a guy who left his comfortable position at a very high position at the NSA, and they came after him as a whistleblower. And he's been working at this ever since. We see just today that Woolsey comes out and says that Snowden should be hanged by the neck if convicted of a jury of his peers. Well, you know what? There isn't a jury in the secretive FISA court that these guys have created. At least he's talking about juries. But how about, let's see, James Clapper standing before a jury and Keith Alexander for lying to Congress, for violating their oath of office, for violating the Constitution. Let's see some of this. And let's get the most sensational, the most shocking stuff out now.
I agree. We need to see.
Tear off of this, like you said, sitting on a pile like Smaug the Dragon, you know. I mean, it's like he's got this pile of gold that he's sitting on and he's doling it out. We need to get this information out. I'm not going to Brazil. You're not going to Brazil. We're staying here to fight for this country. And that's what we want to see happen, is we want to see this information come out. And you're right. We don't want to make this about Greenwald. We don't want to make it about Snowden. It has to be about, not even about the document pile. It needs to be about the NSA. And we've known all this for a long time. But it's all made about Snowden. Are we going to hang Snowden? Are we going to capture Snowden? Are we going to put Greenwald in jail? Is Greenwald going to get a big...
Well, here's the deal. If Greenwald wasn't being protected somehow, he'd have his wrist slit and pills put down his throat like Dr. David Kelly. So there's definitely a bunch of different groups here, and different factions are using it against each other. I think that's more of what's going on here. But David Knight, thank you so much for that discussion, and you're continuing to do a great job on InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. And by the way, David's going to be doing next Friday's radio show in here live. I'll be here next Monday live. I'll be here tomorrow live and Sunday live, Lord willing. But we're going to have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll be rebroadcast. But I'm going to tape whole segments at the start of each hour. At the start of the first hour, that are going to be special Christmas editions with some. We've never done that before, so we're going to have some original reports and info. David, I know you're taking care of a family and stuff with the cold that's going around and stuff, but if you want to do, instead of It's a Wonderful Life, It's a Federal Reserve Life, we've talked about doing some special reports and things for Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday of next week as well. Man, I got all these callers that are holding, and I just always go into overdrive now to take their calls. I'm going to do it again. Anthony in Texas, Faith in Louisiana, and then Eric in Michigan. I don't know if I'll get to Susan and Rocco, but I want to get to y'all. Just be ready. We're coming back in overdrive, Infowars.com/show, to find the free audio video links.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.